What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and I welcome you to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about something that, as you strive for success, is going to happen to you, and it's going to throw a lot of you guys off because it's not something that makes a lot of sense. So, the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, everybody, welcome back. All right, I'm pumped for today's episode because part of me caused a little fire under me, and then I forgot that like this happens, and I think that it happens to a lot of people, and it either keeps them from success, or it keeps them like the fear of it keeps them from success, or worse, they have some success and it happens, and then it causes like downward spirals. Check it out, for those who are watching, there's our Phil, all the snow's melted. We start playing some more out there. Anyway, this is interesting. So as you are growing up in life, and you are surrounded, and you start getting your network of friends and family and all sorts of stuff, right? And what's interesting is, like, your friends, your family, you like them a lot, right? Because they connect to you, they understand you, and the craziest thing happens, like, when people are miserable, or they mess up, or they have problems, or whatever, people relate to them, right? It's the weirdest thing. So, like, if you're sick, everyone relates to you, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, you're sick, oh, and if you're, like, oh, I'm overweight. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry you're overweight. They're like, oh, I'm broke. Oh, my boss sucks. Oh, my job. Oh, school I hate. Like, when you're miserable, everyone will instantly jump in and empathize with you, right? And it's really, really nice. And we get connection from that, and we build friendships, and things like that are interesting. And it seems like the worse you are, the worse things are happening to you, the more people give you love connection, which is why a lot of people live in this zone where they just stay miserable, because the more miserable they are, more love and connection they get, and more significance they get, and a whole bunch of other weird things, even though it seems backwards, right? So something weird's gonna happen to all of you guys, because if you're listening to this podcast, it means you're gonna be successful, and so you're gonna go out there and start doing things differently, and you're gonna be trying things and working. Holy cow, someone just almost hit me. You're trying things differently, you're gonna be thinking differently, and it's gonna be weird, and you have these friends around you, and you're gonna be excited, and you're gonna be telling these stories, and at first they're gonna be like watching you fail, and like they're gonna be there for your failures, and they're gonna like rally with you, and they're gonna like be there, and then something's gonna happen. You're gonna figure this game out, and you're having success. And the weirdest thing happens, you think that all of your friends are gonna come back to you and be like, oh man, you're having success, and like, you assume they're gonna be happy for you because they've been miserable for you, with you. But you assume, and all of us are the same way, we assume that because these people were miserable with us, that they're gonna be happy with us. And the weirdest thing happens. When you have success, all these people who you thought were your really close friends, who you thought were gonna be grateful and excited and happy for your success, you get it, and then guess what happens? They're not happy for your success. It's the weirdest thing, and it causes these weird emotional, mental things for us as entrepreneurs, where it's like, I don't get it, these are my best friends. Why aren't they happy that I'm having success? And it'll sabotage you. A lot of times you'll slip back to not being successful because you're like, you know what? Screw that, I want my friends to like me. I'm gonna be miserable. And then like you'll mess up and they'll be like, oh, come here, we're all friends again. And it's the weirdest thing. So I wanted to share with you, I've had a couple things just recently that there's this guy that I used to go to church with. And I didn't really know him that well. I kind of knew of him, and it's crazy. Apparently he messaged me on LinkedIn. This is like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago when I first started going to church there. And he messaged me on LinkedIn, and I had a LinkedIn account, but I hadn't logged in, and I didn't know about it. And somebody told me, like 4 or 5 years later, that like he was saying that I was really rude or something. I'm like, I've never even talked to him before. And I was like, find out why. And apparently it was because I never responded to his LinkedIn message. So rule number one, don't assume people are reading where you're messaging them. Crazy. So I logged in LinkedIn, and I searched through like 5 or 6 years of back messages, and I found it, and I was like, oh man. So I messaged him like, hey man, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm on Facebook. I don't check LinkedIn. I apologize. Anyway, he's like, oh, no worries, man. It's all cool. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I ended up moving, go to different, what we call them in the Mormon church, call them wards. So same church, but different wards. So different area, different group, congregation, whatever you want to call it. So I'm in this other congregation and just doing my thing. And like, honestly, and you guys know this because you're here, like, I'm just doing my thing, right? Like, I am obsessed with the art of what I do. So this is like me painting. Like, this is business and entrepreneurship is like, this is my art. So I'm doing it. And then I'm obsessed with like the success of people going through. That's why we've, man, in the last, like last, we had a fat event last week. And in the 3-day fat event, we had 18 people submit Two Comma Club awards. Like, it's crazy. We're doing multiple Two Comma Club, like making multiple people millionaires a day right now. And it's like, that's what I'm passionate about, right? And I'm so fired up for other people's success. We've got, I think, 10 to 12 people who passed 8 figures this year. And like, it's crazy. It's like, that's what I'm excited about, right? So apparently one of my friends comes up to me and he's like, hey, you know, so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, how's he doing? He's like, he's doing all right, but like, and it's telling him this conversation they had, and I guess in this conversation, he's like, I'm not impressed with Russell. I'm not impressed with anything he's done. And I'm like, I was like, well, tell him next time you talk to him that my job, I'm not trying to impress him. Like, I'm doing my art and trying to make people successful. And it just blew my mind. I'm like, that guy, I don't know him that well, but like, he should be happy for me. Like, I'm helping other people. I'm helping tons of people have success. Like, why aren't they happy? And it's the weirdest thing. There's a person in, not my immediate family, but in my family, same kind of thing. And I won't tell too much of the story because who knows, maybe they listen. I doubt it. Pretty sure they don't. But apparently every time somebody talks about ClickFunnels in the family, this person will like stand up and walk out because they're like so frustrated and upset about whatever. I don't even know. It doesn't make sense to me. So I just want to warn you guys, as you start having success, a lot of the people you love and care about around you who you think should be excited for your success, they're not going to be. And it's going to be hard. And you're going to be like, what? Like, I thought you guys loved me. And they're like, yeah, they love, I don't know. I remember sitting at Tony Robbins' event at UPW, and he was talking about this, about like, you know, like, when you're fat and overweight, they all love you. But as soon as you start losing weight and you're eating healthy, then they're like, oh, well, he's, and like, it instantly just turns on you. And so I just want you guys to be prepared for that and be warned for it. And just understand, it's not their fault. They just love, I don't know, there's something about, when like they can relate to the unhappiness, they can relate to not having successful. And so it's like when you start succeeding and doing these things, it scares them to death, and they're scared that you're gonna progress past them, or scared you're gonna leave them, or whatever those things are. And a lot of times it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because they start not being happy for your success. When you fail, they're secretly like hoping you'll fail. They're like, because they want you back to where they were at, so they can connect with you still. And so don't let that be a thing that keeps you back, because you've got a gift. You've got something that you're amazing at. There's something that you can do to change the world. And if you succumb to that, you're going to lose out on that. And people's lives won't be changed because of that. And there's Mr. James P. Furrell driving in behind me. Anyway, I just want to share that because I'm sure some of you guys have either hit that or you're going to hit that. And just be aware of it. And the second side of that is like when people have success, like, be excited for them. Be that person who's like, man, you lost weight. Congratulations. Oh man, you're making money. That's awesome. Like be the person who's excited. Like, I'm genuinely pumped when people are successful. And it makes me laugh because I meet people all the time. Like, oh, and they like talk about their successes and they go, they're not proud of it. Or like, they're proud of it, but they're afraid to talk about it because they know that people come back and like, oh, well, yeah, man, it sounds like you got lucky. Oh, good timing for you. Like, good time. Like, I didn't have people told me before. Like, I remember when I won my first state title, I had a friend who had started wrestling at the same time as he'd quit. He's like, oh, well, if I would have kept wrestling, I'd be a state champ too. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. You quit. Like, by definition, you never would have, like, right, successful in business. And people are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, oh, man. Like, I remember I was at some, what was I at? Somewhere. And someone asked me, so I kind of told, like, I just told him, like, yeah, this is what happened. They're like, wow, man, I got so lucky. I wish I could find something like that. I'm like, you kidding me? So lucky. You remember the last like 15 years while you were like goofing off, working 9 to 5 and going to bed at night? Yeah, I wasn't. I wasn't lucky. I freaking worked my face off. And yeah, and so it's just funny because people are afraid to talk about that. So when you meet somebody, and they tell you something about themselves that's excited, they're probably going out on a limb there and probably nervous and scared. Instead of being like, I don't know, just be pumped for them, be excited, tell them like, holy crap, that's amazing, and like pump them up, because if you do that, you'll attract more people like that, and it's going to make everything easier for you and your life better. So there you go. Anyway, I hope it helps. Look how foggy it is here in Boise today. It's been foggy all weekend long. It's kind of cool. Anyway, so to end this off, I want to let you guys know I'm proud of you. I'm pumped for you. I'm excited for you. The more success you have, happier I am. All I care about is your success. And yeah, find people and surround yourself with people who are the same way and become that kind of a person. All right. Peace. See you guys. Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind the scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.